St. Patrick's Day is 3 weeks away, but tomorrow, near the campus of Penn State, there's a similar celebration. It's called State Paddy's Day. For many students, it's just an excuse to get drunk and party. Well, this year, university and town officials are trying to discourage participation, so they're paying stores and bars not to sell alcohol. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
State Paddy's Day started in 2007 when the official holiday landed during Penn State's spring break. Students organized an alternative that has grown into an annual tradition. There's even a State Paddy's Day rap.
The 7 at night, I'm totally wasted. My friends from out of town, I'm being arrested. Trouble busting in from out of state. And I can't even get me a shamrock shake.
State College Police Chief Tom King says State Paddy's Day attracts college students from all over the region, and that has become a problem.
It's our busiest 36 hours of the year, busier than football games, busier than arts festival, busier than any other time. And it's busy with the fights, physical assaults, sexual assaults, drunk driving, vandalism, people throwing up and urinating in people's yards.
The vice president for student affairs at Penn State, Damon Sims, came up with a solution. Working through a formal anti-drinking partnership with the town of State College, they approached local bars.
We asked if they might agree to an arrangement which would allow for an alcohol-free experience on State Paddy's Day, or at least a 24-hour period that includes State Paddy's Day.
More than three dozen downtown businesses said yes. In exchange, Sims says they'll get a check from the town and the university.
The Partnership Against Dangerous Drinking is making $5,000 payments to each of those establishments.
That's about $190,000 in payments. The bulk of the money comes from parking revenue earned from previous State Paddy's Days. $5,000 doesn't cover the profits some bars would earn, though. Jennifer Zangrilli heads the Tavern Association of State College. She says this is about more than profit.
What I was excited about is everybody was able to put their kind of individual needs and views aside to benefit State College and Penn State, not for the short term, but I think for the long term.
Not everyone was happy about signing on, though.
I will say that none of us in our company agree with the policy.
Tom Barron is president of a chain that includes the Mad Mech restaurant and bar in State College. As more businesses signed on, he felt pressure to do the same.
We knew that we'd make enemies with the township and with the university, and we didn't want to be that way. As a matter of fact, just talking to you and probably being on the air will cause conflict.
Barron says his employees are trained to handle rowdy guests, and he worries partiers will take their State Paddy's Day celebrations somewhere less safe. Local police say they're ready for that and will have extra patrols at apartment complexes and other places where parties may move to. And, as always, they'll be on the lookout for underage drinkers.
It just seems like they're really trying to control us too much.
Kevin Fisher is a freshman at Penn State.
My plans that I had, if they don't get canceled, I'm still going to go out. Obviously, I'm going to limit myself more. There's no chance of me getting not good enough to be able to walk home from downtown, because you don't want to risk getting caught by cops.
It's not just current students upset by plans to rein in State Paddy's Day. Justin Eliezer is a Penn State alumnus who lives in State College.
The university doesn't like the image that it gives, and since they gave themselves several black eyes in the last year, they're trying to clean up this.
Still reeling from the Jerry Sandusky scandal, Penn State has launched a campaign to burnish its image. But school and town officials say they were concerned about State Paddy's Day well before the Sandusky issue came along. In future years, they hope to turn State Paddy's Day into an official celebration, one that is about more than just getting drunk. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered.